نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is already the 7th of Muharram, 1445, and in tonight's discourse we will discuss our calendar, we will discuss the importance of the Hijrah and which important events took place during this month of Muharram in our history. Our Islamic history is not written in black and white. Our Islamic history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true scholars of Islam, and the red blood of our shuhada and our martyrs. First and foremost, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and this is the barakah and wasila of the Master Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I ask Maulana Huzaifa that this is the first time we are coming here for a program. We said yes. So mashallah, so spine road. So inshallah, Allah keep our spines also straight, you know. Sometimes people get married, two wives, three wives, four wives. In our Maiman, we say vako varinirate. You see, that they go permanently into ruku, you understand. So inshallah, those of you who got spine problems and all, you must read alam nashrah. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will keep you always straight path and your spine also will be straight, inshallah. Second is, tonight is Wednesday. To read you the ulama students, Al-Maqasidul Hasana, by Allama Sakhawi Rahimahullah. In there he mentions, our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq radiallahu anhuma states, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, when you want to start something, then always start that on a Wednesday. And you will find it will reach payay takmil tak ponjayega. Ma min shay'in budi'a yawm al-arbi'a illa qad tamma. She gave examples also, nikah, business, whatever. So therefore, when people ask, we are moving into a new house, we're starting our new business, so which day should we start? So normally we inform them, start on a Wednesday or start on a Friday. Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam. And our ulama who know very well Hidayah, Allama Marghinani Rahimahullah, is buried there in Uzbekistan. I went with Allah's help to Uzbekistan. And when he used to start the academic year, for example, Muharram, so what would happen? They would wait for a Wednesday. And then the dars and the lessons would start. And we see in our ulama, the great, great giants who we met, and we sat with them, mashallah, in their company. We're not fit to sit in their company, but nevertheless, Allah gave us the tawfiq and ability. So Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, 1976, whenever Darulum Karachi would start during his time, always it would start. I studied there also, alhamdulillah, on a Wednesday. Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib of Jalalabad, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, whenever Miftahul Ulum would start the madrasa, it would start on a Wednesday. So in that way, we see our tour also is starting on a Wednesday. And mashallah, yeah, in Jumma Masjid in Spine Road, Phoenix, Allah Jalla Wala make it easy and accept it on all our behalf. Anything of Islam you want to study, to appreciate it, Al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi asdadiha. Things are always recognized by their opposites. If I ask you, my brothers, when were you born? You will tell me, fatafat, immediately, spontaneously. I was born in February, I was born in September, October, November, December. But if we have to ask the Muslim and the Muslimah of today, when were you born according to the Islamic calendar, then 90% will make either scratch their head, make some istikhara, and even if they give the date, you know, just take a chance. So maybe it will be a fluke or something. So 90% of us, we don't know. Why? We suffer from a complex. And we think that the West is the best and white is right. See, I will show you the beauty of our Islamic calendar and you juxtapose it. You compare it with the Western or Gregorian calendar and you see, and you be the judge yourself. There are many, many non-Muslims, listen to me now. They record my programs. I'm happy about it. Alhamdulillah, our function must be to promote and propagate the true Islam without being apologetic and without compromising. See, now next week we know August will start. I want to explain to you their calendar. Then after that, September will start. You are in Durban. MashaAllah, in the olden days when you went to school, you studied Latin. So September, what's the meaning of September? It comes from the word sept. Sept means seven. Then October, oct means eight. Then November, nov means nine. And December, des means ten. So their new year, the Roman calendar was, the beginning of the new year was on the 1st of March. Hence September became the 7th, October became the 8th, November became the 9th, and December became the 10th. But then that calendar was not working out. There had big problems. And then the Pope comes onto the scene. What is the Pope's name? His name is Pope Gregory. And he's running around with an idol. And that idol has two faces. One face for the good and one face for the evil. And that idol's name was Janus. So the Pope told the people, no, we must now have a new calendar and we will call it Gregorian calendar, named after him in honor of him. And the first month must be named after this idol Janus. So this is how January came into existence. Still they could not come right. Then they had another idol and then they brought about February. So they still couldn't come right. And then what they said, okay, so every 4 years we will have a leap year. And when the person is now 29th of February, so his birthday, we don't celebrate birthdays, but for them they feel it's very important. So that poor guy there, he was born, or she was born on 29th February. So when will he or she birthday come? Once in 4 years. So you see their calendar is 28 days or 29 days or 30 days, 31 days. So these are the inconsistencies in the man-made calendar. But they gave it so much currency that the Muslim of today does not know what is the Islamic date or when he or she was born, but we know the Gregorian calendar. If I ask you when your father passed away, when your mother passed away, or grandparents, 90% will not remember the Islamic date, but we will remember the Gregorian calendar. So that is our weakness. Now juxtapose it with our Islamic calendar. When did it start? What is the history of it? Surah 9, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 36. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah ithna. أشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. That verily Almighty Allah has decreed and prescribed that the number of lunar months will be 12 lunar months. Even this they stole from us, 12 months in the Gregorian calendar. They know the Islamic calendar is 12 months. So what happens is Almighty Allah prescribed this. The day He, Almighty Allah, created the entire universe. So our calendar, Islamic lunar calendar, is from time immemorial. And from the 12 lunar months, minha arba'atun hurum, four are sacred months. The Quran Sharif is silent. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in Surah 16, Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَى. We, Allah uses the term, the royal pronoun, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Nobody can do this. Only I do it. So Allah uses the plural, the royal pronoun. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَى. We reveal to you on your Mubarak heart, Ya Rasool Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this reminder, لِتُبَيِّنَا لِلنَّاسِ. Bayan, explanation. Tabiyin, explanation in detail. Every word of the Quran Sharif, study it, analyze it, look at the philology, history of it, and then you will appreciate it was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you must explain to them in detail, ma nuzzila ilayhim, what has been revealed to them, wala allahum yatafakkaroon, and they wonder and ponder and reflect over it. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained hadith in Bukhari Sharif, salatun mutawaliyat, three are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. So Muharram is one of the four sacred months, holy months, and the month of Rajab. So what is the rationale and what is the wisdom of this? In the days, pre-Islamic days, they used to have war, and they were always, war would carry on for 100 years, Aus and Khazraj 200-300 years. So Islam brought a system, we must allow a people and nations to have a safe passage to go for Hajj. Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting, automatic ceasefire. So people can go and perform their Hajj. It's not now like that. We sit in the plane 10, 15 hours, we're there and so forth. People had to walk, whatever means of conveyance they could find, the horse, the camel, the donkey, they would go on that. So Zulqa'dah, the month of going for Hajj Baytillah. Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj. Muharram, Qudumul Hujjaj, the Hajis are coming back, the Hujjaj are coming back. And during the course of the year, now your heart has the inclination, I want to go to Baytullah. So Rajab, so that now you know you will have a safe passage, there won't be war, and the Houthi will attack you, and so forth, so you go. So that's why these 4 months are considered to be sacred and holy months. Now the non-Muslims, they ask us, but why are you looking for the moon every month? I said, see, let us take your Christmas. Let us take your New Year in South Africa. You live for 70 years, 100 years or more. Your whole life, your Christmas and your New Year, you will only experience it in summer. You will never experience it in winter. And we, in my own life, I went through 2 full cycles now. Remember that. So when we speak of the lunar calendar, we look at our Hajj pilgrimage, we look at our fasting, we look at our Eid and celebration. So sometime in winter, sometime in summer, sometime in spring, in different seasons. Islam is for all, and Allah has a just system for everybody. Why must that person there in Sweden or in Norway fast for 21, 22 hours? I can fast for 22 hours also. So Allah is showing us, you must remember that we have, and if you go winter time, it's 9, 10, 11 hours. So Allah Ta'ala gave us a just system. And whilst I'm on this topic, for you non-Muslims, and for you my brothers and sisters, today they say Christmas, Christmas. Go and study the history of the Puritan Parliament of Britain. The Puritan Parliament of Britain, in 1647, it banned Christmas celebration. It said no Christmas. Why? They said it's a pagan custom and has nothing to do with Christianity. And then that is how they brought it to New Year's Eve and New Year and so forth. 2000, I had to go and perform Taraweeh. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, in America. So I went twice to America. First I went in summer with my brother Yusuf Dokrat of Newcastle. He passed away in an accident, tragically, with his son. Allah Jalla Wala, grant my brother Yusuf Dokrat, his beloved son Farooq, all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. And it was a Friday when he passed away. Then I said, you know my story, no wife, no life, you know. I have to travel with my wife, otherwise I'll be finished, you know that. So you must remember that. So I told them, okay, I'll come, but I must come with my wife. So it was November, ending of November. Then December. You know how cold it was. I was near Camp David. We went to White House, we went to the United Nations, we went to Camp David. I told that brother, they had a taxi, a brother for me, driver. I said, chalo, Camp David jana hai. He said, bhai, you come here last week and Camp David jana hai, main 40 saal se yahan par hu, hum kabhi nahi gaye. So you here, just came here last week, 10 days ago, and you want to go Camp David like a big shot. You understand? I'm here 40 years, we never went. I say, tum chalo, don't worry, I'm your guest, you understand? Hum jaakar dekhe, which Yasi is there? Which shaitan is sitting there? We can meet him, you see? And, so we went, but this guy's husu is like breaking, you understand? Still steering is going like this, you know? You know, like a learner's driver, and like that. So anyway, so we're going, and then the boat came. If you pass here, they'll start shooting or something. I say, bye, now you take your turn, we go now. So we didn't enter there. So it was 15 minutes from there, called Hagerstown. So that's where I was. So mashallah, when we used to perform Taraweeh, 50, 60, 100 doctors behind us, you know, weekend and all that, more calm. Everyone a specialist, head to toe. I never knew these terms there. Pharmacologist and oncologist. And there's the only person I never saw there is a zoologist. You understood? So this type of things there. So cut long story short, so the weather there was minus 15, minus 12, and then I went. New Year 2001, I was there at Niagara Falls. I wanted to show my wife that, see what is Niagara Falls. It was minus approximately 20 degrees. You will freeze. But these people, you know, what is their life? Their life is one wine, dine and swine. You just see all the bottles there and you see the condoms there. You understand? After they put little bird, then they must get busy. You understood? Extramural activities. So you know. So that is their life. You must remember all this kind of thing. So anything, if you study of Islam, then always you will find Islam is the best. You now understood why we use a lunar calendar. Is this more just or is your man-made system more just? So take anything of Islam and study it holistically and you will find the beauty of Islam. Now in time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remember the huge, big incidents, they would work with that calendar. So they would say the Amu Badrin, the year of Badr, and that the year of Ame Fatil Makkah, the year of the conquest of Makkah, or the year of Hajjatul Wida, so Badr second year, Fatih Makkah, conquest of Makkah, 8th year, Hajjatul Wida, 10th year. But now the Islamic empire is getting bigger and bigger, and the Muslims are conquering so many lands. It's time of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu arda. Abu Musa, I'm giving you the history. Abu Musa al-Ashari is there in Yemen. So he writes a letter to Amirul Mu'mineen in Medina Munawwara, أَرْرِخْ لَنَا يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We must have an official calendar for every day. Your letters come, your letters go, we don't even know which one came first, which one came second, and so forth. Sayyidina Umar said, a wonderful idea. So Mashura was held, emergency meeting was held, senior Sahaba were there. Somebody said, let us start our Islamic calendar with the birth of somebody. That was rejected. Somebody said with the demise of somebody, that was rejected. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda said, we must start from the hijrah. And then how are you going to count backwards? Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu suggested that we must start from Muharram. The Hajj has finished and Qudumul Hujjaj is taking place. So there was ijma and consensus. You the ulama, if you want all this history, go and read the book Akhbar-e-Umar by Allama Sayyid Tantawi Rahimahullah. Masterpiece, excellent book it is. All this history. This happened, my brothers, in the 16th year of the Hijrah, Gregorian calendar 636, and that is how you call this Awaliyat-e Umar. The changes Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu brought and the reforms he brought, and nobody can say his innovation. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashideen al-mahdiyeen. You must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa, my successors. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, in Majah, Musnad Ahmad. And in Tirmidhi Sharif is mentioned, a person came, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today you are here physically. Tomorrow in the future I come and you know more. You have made parda from this world. Your demise took place. Then to who should I go to, Ya Rasulullah? He rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Iqtadu bihazain. You go and follow these two. Wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar radiallahu anhuma. And the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed and gestured towards them. You go to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. So that is how this calendar of ours came about. And from then, you must remember till now, every one of us, what you should do now in this Muharram, that I sent out on the groups, a converter. So you just get that, and you just punch in all your data and information. You were born on 1st April. I got one uncle here. So I asked him, Masa, Dad, when you were born? They say 1st April. I say, Subhanallah. See what you're talking. Then this uncle and that uncle and then uncle, five uncles, all 1st April. So I told him, I told him, Masoji. I say, Maso, your father must be a champion, man. Every son of his 1st April. You say, what champion? You must remember that. Then they used to go in those days, 1915 and 1920. They go by the white man and they ask him, when was your son born? He say, Ayazi. Say, no, I know. All 1st April, April, April. Make them April Fool, you see, and all that. So whole lot, five brothers, he made them 1st April. What they knew about all of them. So that is how they got better. So anyway, so you must do that. And then you punch in there and then you just put the Hijrah calendar and it will come, inshallah. It's not a big thing. 2 minutes, 1 minute, you will do it. You must remember that. For all your children that are born, when you got married, you know when you got married. So when I saw my wife, I forgot my date also. What is the meaning of this type of thing? You see? So all these kind of things we must learn. Give currency to our Islamic calendar. So therefore, fuqaha and jurists have written that you must remember to use the Islamic calendar is farz-e kifaya. MashaAllah, we got this masjid, we got Stanford masjid, we got other masajid. So every masjid and madrasa and school and what have you, you must give currency to the Islamic calendar. Everything of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is documented. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was just waiting. He already purchased the 2 camels. And then one afternoon, when it's intense heat, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at that time. And that was not the normal time to come. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, be ready. Any day now, we're leaving. Allah speaks of this incident. Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks of the Hijrah. Allama. So, Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad. So, Ibn Sa'ad is Allama. He wrote in his book that when you take from starting from Makkah, from Masjidul Haram, let's just start from there. Right al Masjid Nabawi, which was built afterwards. Then there were 25 stops in the Hijrah of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything is documented, remember that. First stop, Medina, is this side. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya Abu Bakrin, radiallahu anhu, we will go this side. And then they went to Ghar Yasawr. Is akhrajahu alladhina kafaru. Then, for who they expelled, they then sent in exile. For Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sani Yasnain. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the first. And the second one of the two is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Remember the term Sani Yasnain. In the cave they spent 3 nights, he was there. When they walked and came into Medina, he was Sani Yasnain. When they entered Medina proper, he was Thaniya's name. When the Master alayhi salatu salam fatal illness took place, the Thursday evening, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Muru Aba Bakrin Fal Yuswalli Bin Nas, he is Thaniya's name on the Musalla of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. 17 Salat, that Thursday night Isha, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5, 5, 5, that's 15, Isha 16, Monday morning, Fajr Salat, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed and moved the curtain and looked and was so pleased. Thaniya's name is standing there and leading the Ummah in prayer. Where is Sayyidina Abu Bakr today, O Ummah? He's buried right next to the Master alayhi salam. Thaniya's name. You got the miracle of Quran. Chapter 9, verse 40. So therefore, I challenge the Shias. Tell me what meaning can you make of Thaniya's name. I have their books. When I look at their tafsir, they will just write Abu Bakr. They won't write anything else. So remember, this is how Allah elevated the rank of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu arda. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu always wanted that I also must become like Sayyidina Abu Bakr. When they were alone one day, he said, Ya Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu arda, that 3 nights you spent with the Master alayhi salam in Ghar-e Thawr. Thawr means an ox, so it's in that shape. Ghar means a narrow cave. Kahf means a broad cave. So he, Sayyidina Umar said, Ya Abu Bakr, Umar is prepared to give all his deeds to you. Give me the 1 night you spent with the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghar-e Thawr. See Allah how he elevated them. Think of this. And today people want to question the iman of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an. So what are the virtues of Muharram? So remember, you don't have to wait for Ashura or Ummat. Remember that tomorrow is the 7th, yeah, in South Africa. Other places, Makkah, Medina, Aqsa is the 8th. It's irrespective. So we're still in Muharram. So what should you try and do tomorrow, Thursday and so forth? Ashura in South Africa will be Saturday, and Friday night will be Laylatul Ashura, the night of Ashura. So Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif and Muslim Sharif, Afdalu Siyam, Bada Siyami Ramadan or Bada Somi Ramadan, both you can read. So the best fast to keep after the compulsory fast of Ramadan, Shahrullah, is the month of Almighty Allah. Baytullah, the house of Allah. Naqatullah, the she camel of Allah. The entire universe belongs to Allah. But when something is attributed, connected to Allah, then its rank and status is elevated. Shahrullah al-Muharram. So try and fast tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, next week also after Ashura. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah brought 2 separate chapters. Siyamu Shahri Ramadan, fasting during the month of Ramadan. And Siyamu Yomi Ashura, and to fast for the day of Ashura. So don't, and if we have qada fast, so we should keep the qada fast, remember first, and then we worry about the sunnah and the nafil fast. Let's come to some of the incidents that took place. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in this event and in this incident, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take the lesson? Only the people of intelligence and intellect. Surah Yusuf, right in the ending, chapter 12, verse 111, Allah is teaching us. Islam, Quran, is not about storytelling and about history. No, it's a book of guidance, so that we take lessons from it. Start first Muharram. The year is 24. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Khalifa for more than 10 years. He used to cry, he used to petition, he used to beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. It's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path, Ya Allah. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, let me pass away in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now I know I'll go, you understood. But when I have to go, then we should take groups with us. Go for Umrah, go for Hajj, go to Medina Munawwara, obviously. Then sometimes they push me in front, make dua. So we make dua. Ya Allah, humare hajj ko kabul farma. Everybody, ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, humare umrah ko kabul farma. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, Madina ki ziyarat ko kabul farma. Except our visit here to Madina Munawwara. Ameen, ameen. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. They all become Hanafis. So I asked the brother, what's wrong? Why you don't say? They say, this pocket got a lot of dollars and this one got a lot of riyals. I say, Kala, who tell you Kala? Kala say, Marwanu to che, like Amreni Marwanu. Shopping baki che. So that is how we love Medina. And this is Sayyidina Umar. That Umar is the only person. Everybody came on their own. Umar didn't come on his own. Umar was requested to come. Big difference. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Umar came and he embraced Islam. If you are in Makkah now, at Safa, next to it is the house Dari Arqam. He embraced Islam there and he had the sword in his hand. Sahaba were elated and delighted and they shouted for the first time in history in chorus, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar. Jibreel alayhi salam came down. Ya Rasulullah, is not only Ahlul Ard, the people on the land and sand who are rejoicing. We, the angels in the skies and heavens, are rejoicing on the Islam of Umar bin Khattab. That is Umar radiallahu anhu arda. What Umar said on the farsh, what he said on the land, on the sand, Allah would send down from the skies and the heavens. Waafaqtu Rabbi fi thalath, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. And Allama Suyuti mentioned over 20 places before the ayat was revealed. He said, now Umar said, Ya Rasulullah, we should do this, we should do that. So it's his rule. And now there is a person, Mughira bin Shuba, a Sahabi. Radiallahu anhu warda, he has a slave. And the slave name is Fayruz. Fayruz kunya, his kunya, agnomen is Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper Zoroastrian. He complained to Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, about Mughira, radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar heard both sides' story, passed the verdict in favor of Mughira, radiallahu anhu. And he said, I'm going to take revenge. He didn't utter it, but you could see the body language. It's Fajr time, and the year is 23. It's the ending of Zulhijjah. It's dark Fajr time. He came with the khanjar, and it came with the dagger. And he stood right there next to Sayyidina Umar. It's dark. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is performing the imamat. And then he goes and he stabs Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu 6 times. Sayyidina Umar drops. The blood is oozing out. Salat carries on. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes on. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu left for a few days. And then a shura, 6 members were formed and shura. Who is going to be the next Khalifa and so forth. So long story short, on the 1st of Muharram, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. The year is 24 AH. You cannot even count the virtues and the merits of him, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. From time of Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and right till day of Qiyamah, no person has this honor of marrying 2 daughters of the same Nabi, remember one after the other, besides Sayyidina Uthman Zunnurain. First Sayyidina Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and then Sayyidina Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. It is the month of Rajab, it's the 9th year of the Hijrah, it's midsummer, June, July, and the dates are smiling in their faces of the Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave all that. Every able, capable person among the men, you must come. It's compulsory for you to participate in this battle. I went to Tabuk with plane. It took me 1.5 hour. And to there to go in 50 degrees, 45 degrees. And the logistics, it is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, 30,000 Sahaba assembled. Who is going to pay for them? You call Uthman al-Ghani, radiallahu anhu warda. He brought 1,000 gold coins. وَيَتَهَلَّلْ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ countenance Mubarak. Face Mubarak, shining more like the full moon. Chaudhwi Raat Ki Chand. and the Master alayhi salam flipping the coins. Ma dharra Usman ma amila ba'd al-yawm. No harm can come to Usman. He said, Ya Rasulullah, let me give more. He brought 100 camels, again 100 camels, again 100 camels, 300 camels with the saddle and all these things here. This is Usman bin Affan, radiallahu anhu arda. He becomes the Khalifa on 1st of Muharram, the year 24. Go to Uzbekistan, go to Tashkent, the capital of Ummah. And this has been verified by UNESCO. I've been there, so I know what we're speaking. So, you will see, when the enemies came, and now they're going to make, they're going to martyr Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu warda, and that night already he saw the dream. Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Usman, tomorrow you will be making iftar with me. You see, these are sahaba. These are companions of the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go to Tashkent and go to the big museum and you will see the Quran Sharif, Mushaf Usman radiallahu anhu, and you will see the blood stains also there. He passed away whilst he was fasting. He passed away whilst reading the Quran. He passed away in Medina Munawwara. And he, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, purchased the water for people of Medina, but the enemies prevented him from receiving water. This, if you go to Masjid Nabawi today, this first 7-8 serfs, that mihrab is called mihrab Usmani. This niche, you must remember, is called mihrab. Till today, it's called mihrab Usmani. He built it with his own personal money, not go for chanda and collection. People asked him, Ya Usman, why are you spending so much? He said, I heard myself, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Go open Mishkat Musnad Ahmad. You build a masjid, a portion of a masjid, for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, then Allah will bless you with a palace there in Jannat al-Firdaus. See sahaba. Let's fast forward. It is, you must remember, the 13th of Muharram, the 7th year of the Hijrah. They just finished the Sulah Hudaybiyah and the clauses in their treaty. Many of them were unfavorable, but Allah gave them great tidings. وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا Sulah Hudaybiyah in the 6th year of the Hijrah during the month of Zulqa'dah. Lo and behold, the Jutlas, the Haramis, they're listening to me. So they had 3 tribes there in Medina Munawwara. The Banu Qaynuqa, the Banu Qurayza, Banu Nazir, all of them turned out to be treacherous. So they went and they settled there in the Khaybar. So again there they made trouble. Mustafa Habib Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Medina Munawwara. You brothers, sisters who are going now, this year, 1445, for Umrah, make sure you have 8-9 days or 6 days in Medina and go and visit Khaybar. Today with Umrah visa, you can go everywhere. You go after Fajr and before Zuhr, you will be back. I've been there, Alhamdulillah. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَأُوْتِيَنَّ الرَّايَا Tomorrow I will give this banner and flag to that personality that يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَيُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ He loves Almighty Allah and Nabi alayhi salam, and Almighty Allah Jalla wala and Nabi alayhi salam love him. Sayyidina Umar says, even that day I had that jazba, the zeal, enthusiasm, my name must be called. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam next day asked, Aina Ali? Where is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu? He said, Ya Rasulullah, he's not well. He said, call him. And he had pain and in his eyes. Discomfort. Habibuna, we believe in this. It's our pakka belief. 100% we believe in it. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his musak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, and then applied it there on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He says, La ajidu waja'an fi harrin wala bardin. No, never ever after that did I feel pain. Summer came, winter came, dust came. My eyes were 100% fixed up, 100%. The first child is born in Madinah Munawwara. You know who's the first child to be born in Madinah Munawwara? You ladies, I'm still alive. Don't think I passed away now. And the radio is still working. I'm an old man now. So I don't drink cold water. So I had to check the water first. So our sheikh here, he knows. He put nice temperature water. So I was just drinking some water. أول مولود في المدينة بعد الهجرة. The first child to be born, you must remember, was who? After the migration and hijra. We're speaking of migration just now. So was Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu. Anhuma, son is Sahabi. Father is Sahabi. Grandfather is Sahabi. Grandfather is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Zubayr radiallahu anhu is the father. Asma binti Abi Bakr is the mother. She is the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Three generations. He's just born. And they brought him to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before inserting the dates from his Mubarak mouth into the mouth of Abdullah bin Zubair, the Master alayhi wa sallam took his saliva Mubarak and then placed it and placed it there in the mouth of Abdullah bin Zubair. Now the battle is going to ensue. This side are the Jutlas, the Jews, this side are the Muslims. On that occasion, brothers, this is our Islam. Teach the people what is Islam. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, Ya Ali, la ayyahdiyallahu bika rajulan wahida. If one person embraces Islam because you made some effort, khayrul laka min humri naam, is better for you than all the red camels. It's better for you than all the red Cadillacs and Rolls Royce and Bentleys and Porsche and Ferrari, and you know better than me and all. So go open Mishkat, go open all this, go open Manaqib Ali, you will find it. Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Sahaba started. Those days, one person used to go and from the opposite one would come. The Jutla sent their best person. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu dispatched him straight to Jahannam in the first minute. Their spines were broken. You understood spines, road? So that is what happened. You must remember that. So that is what Sayyidina Ali. Therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's title is Fatih Khaybar. People couldn't open the door of that. You must remember fort. Sayyidina Ali's title is Haydar Qarrar. So Haydar, he went there and he smashed open the fort. You know. 90 different, over 90 Jutlas dispatched to hell. Sahaba, 16 of them, Najami Shahadat Pili. They took from the cup of martyrdom, and that was our Muslim. There they died with death in this month of Muharram. Khalid bin Walid, there's no time now, in the battle of Zatu Salasil, wrote a letter to Hurmuz. He's the leader of the enemy. O Hurmuz, inna ma'iya qawm, yuhibbun al-qital fi sabilillah, kama tuhibbun al-khamr. With me, they are such people, O Hurmuz, they love to dice with death, like how you love your alcohol. I translated a little bit different. How you love your wine and swine. We love to dice with death and to give our life for Allah Jalla Wala. So, this battle took place. Now come to our time. Those of you who went to Palestine, Al-Ardul Muhtalla, occupied Palestine, I saw my children, I saw my brothers, they're small, 5, 7, 8, 9 years old, so young, iman in their heart, stones in their hand, and the Jutlas come, they got bulletproof, the jeep also got all the, you know, covering and what have you call it, you must remember that. And then they wait and hide this side, and they come, and they blast them. And while they blast them with the small rockets of theirs, the Jutlas call it rocks. So I call it small rockets, you see. So you must remember, what they say, brothers, they say, "Hey Jutla, hey Yahudi, Khaybar, ya Yahud, inna jaysha Muhammad sawfa yaqut." They said, remember Khaybar took place on the 13th of Muharram, in the 70th of the Hijrah, We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're coming again for you, and we will liberate Palestine. Not these Arab tanpot dictators, haramis, murtads. You must remember that. We will do so. See, last night, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, 189 people embraced Islam on the radio last night. Who does all this? It's not we. We are gunegar, we are sinners. Never compromise on Islam. Teach the people we have the best, and we will speak the truth, and we will stand for justice. Go fast forward. It's the 16th of Muharram. In the 16th year of the Hijrah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son, Ibrahim, he passed away in the hayati of the Master alayhi salam. He was 18 months old. Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Master alayhi salam started crying. Sahaba said, "You crying, Ya Rasulullah?" Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun, Ya Ibrahim." Oh, my beloved son, I don't cry because you passed away. I can't talk with you now. I can't walk with you. You have now left this world, but you're 18 months old. Allah has kept for you a foster mother in Jannah. That's a manaqib. Where was he buried? Do you know, my brothers? We go to Baqi, to the cemetery there in Medina, but we don't know. The first person to be buried there in Baqi, after the hijrah of the Master alayhi salam, was Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu. When he passed away, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qabbalahu bayna aynay. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him on his forehead. Wa aynahu tazrifan. And the Mubarak tears of the Master alayhi salam were rolling down. Fast forward, after 8 years plus minus, Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah, the beloved son of the Master, passes away. His mother is Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha. Maria means to be fair in complexion. Qibtiya, the Coptic people from Egypt. So remember, therefore they call Qibti. But she's Muslimah, obviously. And remember that her son passes away. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Take my son and bury him in the same grave where we buried Uthman bin Maz'un radiallahu anhu." That is everything we can show, but we must learn, we must read. Beg Allah, must teach us, Rabbi Zidni Ilma. So he passes away. Then, in the 16th year, 16th of Muharram, Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha passes away. It is the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the Khalifa. But she is not buried in Baqi. She is buried on the other side of Medina. When you go, then you won't go visit all the mall and pole and all. Now they got cinema in Medina, Allah forbid. Who can think of building a cinema in Medina? We are gunegar, sinners, transgressors. How much pain we feel. What pain the Master alayhi salam is feeling. And you tell me the Muslim? Think about it. You understand? So that is one incident. Now we go to 17th Ramadan. What happened? 17th Muharram, sorry. 17th Muharram, what happened? There is ijma, consensus on that. Wulida Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam aam al-feel. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's milad mubarak, auspicious birth, took place in the year of the elephant. So if you go for Hajj, you go for Umrah, you know this is Mina and this side is Muzdalifah. Go and study. Then you will find between Mina and Muzdalifah, there is an open place, Wadi Muhassar. Almighty Allah informs us there in Surah Fil, Surah number 105 of the Noble Quran, Abraha came. He was jealous. I am coming with my white elephant to destroy the Kaaba, Allah forbid. Allah destroyed them all. And Allah used small birds. Wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil. Tarmihim bihijaratin min sijil. The incident took place there. You call this irhasat. The preparation is being made for one of the greatest events in human history. The Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to take place 55 days approximately after that. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. This incident took place in the 17th of Muharram, and it was in the year of the elephant. So we should know all these things here. On the 17th Ramadan, on the 17th Muharram, the year 1917, 17 Muharram, 1917. Oh Ummah, read. So you must remember where I'm born, Heidelberg. So next to it you will find a place called Balfour. You know the British, the colonizers and imperialists, they would use all their names. So there was Lord Balfour. It's called the Balfour Declaration. The Balfour Declaration took place on 17 Muharram and 1917. And that's the time when Her Majesty, His Majesty's government, as they like to say, so you must remember, wrote that letter which we have. So you must remember, you just go to internet, you will see it. And said that yes, that is about time, that the Zionist movement and them must also be given. You must remember a country and so forth. That time Sultan Abdul Hamid al-Thani, go study the Ottoman Empire brothers, 47, 48 years, you must remember, Suleiman Qanuni, Suleiman the Magnificent, he ran the affairs, not of a country, of the continents, half of the whole of Asia almost, half of Africa, and half of Europe, our Ummat, our Muslim Ummah, Ottoman Empire were running. And for 640 years, if you take right from the starting to the ending, they were running. Suleiman Qanuni, he was a big expert in constitution. 47, 48 years he ran the government. For over 30 years, Sultan Abdul Hamid II. So when the Zionists came to him and said, we want a portion of Palestine, he said, I am the leader. You can cut me to shreds and pieces. I will not even give you a handful of sand of Palestine. The words of Sultan Abdul Hamid still rings in our ears. But today our Arab countries bootlicking these people, the enemies, and saying we will make peace with you. At what price? At what price? You're forgetting your first Qibla. You're forgetting Al-Ardul Muqaddasa. You're forgetting Al-Ardul Mubarakah. You're forgetting the martyrs of Palestine. But Allah has His own way and system. So remember that this incident also took place. 17th Muharram 1917. Fast forward. So it's time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. He is the Khalifa. It is Muharram. It is the 22nd year after the Hijrah. And what happens? Sayyidina Umar's ending came, martyrdom came in the ending of 23rd year. The capital of Egypt was changed and Fustat. Fustat, like when you go to Mina, nowadays, Hajj time, then you will see all the tents. You'll know about the tents, a story. Can I tell you the story? It was in 1997. So we all were in Mina. And then somebody came and told me, fire started. I said, just sit quietly. I said, every year there's some fire. You know? Then after 10 minutes, others came and said, oh, just come see it. When I went, so I took the mic. I said, everybody get ready. We're packing up. We're going back to Mecca. You understood? So that is what we did, about 11, 12 o'clock. We never saw a fire like that. Allah Ta'ala saved us, the South Africans, and that 90% of us went back. The first day in Mina is Sunnah and so forth. So then we stayed there in Mecca, and then the next day, now we have to go to Arafat. So we spent the night there in Mecca. Some went to the hotel, some spent the night in the Haram, whatever. Next day, now we have to go to Arafat. So lo and behold, we found transport and we went, and long story. And then Hajj, now you have to come back to Mina. When you come back to Mina, now this, what the Saudis did, what good they do, you must give them credit for it. That is what is Islam people. They pulled off a karamat, if you see. 2 million people, 1.5 million, whatever you want to say. So 2 million people plus minus, from where they got all the tents, from where they arranged it, Allah alone knows, every tent they brought there was fireproof. In 2 days, they did everything. You must remember. We couldn't believe. When we went back, you won't believe a fire took place and over 1,000 people became shaheed. I saw myself people walking with bandages on their feet. They were running through the fire and so forth. So somebody's father is missing. Somebody's wife is missing. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi was taking place. Qiyamatu sughra, the micro was taking place. That happened 97 and now it carries on like that. So Fustat became the capital, remember that. So this was in the 22nd year of the Hijrah, in the month of Muharram. Sayyidina Umar was an abqari, he was a genius. In the month of Muharram, Sayyidina Umar, the same year, so 22nd year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu arda, got the people. He said, if you know Cairo and that, Cairo doesn't have an ocean. It has the river Nile. But he said, we must dig tunnels, we must dig tunnels, we must dig tunnels, so the water can go to the Red Sea and so forth and so on. See, at that time, the genius of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiallahu anhu. My message to you, O Ummah, is very, very simple. Every one of you, you must read. Iqra. If you're not going to read, we're not fit for leadership. If you're not going to read, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, he's buried in Egypt. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i was born in Gaza in the year 150. Then he came to Baghdad, and there he celebrated Shudan. His Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. In 199, he left in Baghdad, Iraq. And then his last 5 years, he went to Cairo. And then he passes away there. We went to his grave, Mubarak, all four Imams, alhamdulillah. So what happens then? Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, says, and I will end off with this here, inshallah, just now. That Imam Shafi'i said, that I went to sit by the awliyaullah. I went to sit by the pious people. Suhbat-e salih, salih kunan. Suhbat-e tali, tali kunan. When you see, now you are in Durban. You know we come from Transvaal, Gauteng and all that. You know how cold it is Fajr time. We all have to wear big, big jars, overcoat and gloves and all these things. Till now, this morning when I went, I had my gloves on. So you come here, mashallah, the aircons are on or the fans are on. And mashallah, your people's winter is like Jannat, mashallah. You know what I mean? So therefore, I feel happy to come here, you must remember. So Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, went. When you in summer you want to sit next to the air conditioner or the fan. In winter you want to sit next to the heater or the fireplace. But the Muslim, he wants to sit next to the pious people. Some piety will rub off, inshallah. See, Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. So he, Imam Shafi, went. He spent some time and he came back. He said, now to tell you two lessons. If you're not going to become a da'i, if you're not going to invite towards Islam, then you will be invited towards batil. I repeat, Imam Shafi'i, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, he was born in Gaza. And he, after 2 years, his father passed away. His mother and them said, now come, we make hijrat. We leave the Palestine and we go to Makkah. When he grows up, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, oh, you Muslims of South Africa, you know what is apartheid. You went through apartheid. Do you know who's Imam Shafi'i's first teacher? Muslim Azanji. The African teacher is teaching him. At the age of 7, he becomes Hafiz. At the age of 10, he by heart and memorizes Muwatta Imam Malik. At the age of 15, Muslim Azanji, his teacher, tells him, oh, Shafi'i, you're a genius. At the age of 15, wa ajaza lahu bil ifta. He gave him permission, you can start issuing fatawa and verdicts. These are the giants. And when we ask Imam Shafi, when I say we ask, we read his books. So we ask Imam Shafi, how you became so great? So he says, when 2 years old I was there in Makkah, then I shouldn't drink water from Spine Road. You understood? I should drink water, Zamzam water. You see? So when I used to drink Zamzam water, then I made three intentions. Ya Allah, bless me with ilmun wafir. What great profound knowledge. He became one of the greatest of his time. Second one, make me a master Rami. Today you tell the people, they study Rami and they'll tell you, play cards or something. You know how people, they play Rami and poker and all this funny, funny, all haram, all this. So you must remember that. Make me a master marksman. When I shoot, I'm a hit. He states himself. He said 9 times out of 10, I have to hit the bullseye, the target. See? Nowadays, you must remember, you see, yeah, you know South Africa, how it is. Today, where I am in Johannesburg area, there the buses, they crashed by the university, and I don't know what they did. 77 people injured today. So, mother, you don't know these chaps, they're driving, they're drunk, or they're sober, or what, you know? You can't even use the term today. You must be sober like a judge. Because sometimes the judge will say zigzag, you know. And this type of... You know, it's just a new South Africa. Kullu halal business. I tell my brothers, I say, under old South Africa, it was wajib to stop by the robot and stop. Now if you come with Hafiz Basa and Basa just look left, right, he's a sharpshooter, he just go. I say, Basa, you're the right person, you see. So that's why I call him sharpshooter. So it's mustahab to stop now, you see. And you know how things go in South Africa. So he says that, you see, now you must train your wife. That she must know how to handle gun and oil. Now bow and arrow is finished now. You see, the one husband, so on the radio we said that one day, you know, husband-wife talk. Let me tell you a story, let me finish up. So then you can tell your wife the story. So the husband told the wife, oh my poppy, oh my darling, my sweetheart, you see me in your dream. Said, never. Hasha wa kalla. He felt a little bit hurt, you know. See, this wife, she sees, she never see me. Then when he like composed, you know, he got back to normal. He said, but how come you don't see me? He said, no, I heard AK say on the radio, when you read Ayatul Kursi and sleep, you won't see no shita. So you must read Ayatul Kursi and then you must shoot. Where's this youngsters? You'll know AK-47. You must know AK-255. What is AK-255? Ayatul Kursi, Ayat 255. So you must read that, and all the shaitans will run away, inshallah. So Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, then he was a master. Third dua he made, Ya Allah, grant me Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Two duas he saw in his life, so Allah will give him them. So my brothers, don't kill time. And second dua he made, second lesson he learned. If we don't invite to the truth, then you will be invited to batil and falsehood. And second dua thing he said, I learned that if we don't use time, then time will kill us. Al-waq took a safe. Time is like a sword. That, and our people, you in Durban, what you say? I'm going fishing. Why? I say I'm going to kill time. A Muslim never kills time. A Muslim uses the time. So we in Muharram, my brothers, sisters, children, we are now tonight 7th. This is time. Take your glass, take your cup. You can pour zamzam inside or you can pour alcohol inside. That is your choice. How are you going to use your time? Waqt-e tulu dekha, waqt-e ghuroob dekha, ab fikr-e akhirat-e dunya ko khub dekha. We saw the rise of people and nations. We saw the decline and the fall of people and nations. When I went to Iran, so I like to ask questions. I told that guy, show me where's his Rolls Royce. Stood Osha. So he said, never mind one, he got two. I say, I want to check it, you see. So we went, I looked at the mileage, 5,000, 7,000. Immaculate condition and all this thing. Where's the Shah today, you see. So that is our life, brothers. So let us prepare in this world Allah gave us. And not only that, we speak about life, Ashura, and that. Every day for us, we must be prepared to meet Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We thank all the trustees, all the imams of this masjid. I don't know. I know Mahamdul Qadir Sahib. My same name, we same. Qaji Sahib, and I know Maulana Huzaifa because he was sending me message. But all the ulama and trustees and imams, Barakallahu Fikum, to our team here, my brother Dawood Mundi, and my brother there, Muhammad Salim Asmal. He must be hiding behind one pillar or something. He's a khamush mujahid. He does everything behind the scenes, you know. My brother Hafiz Muhammad Basa there, our engineers there, Lukolo and them. Inshallah, inshallah, make dua that, you know, I don't forget this lecture. We will send out the podcast tonight. And then end of the day, we must thank the Capital Group and all of them for sponsoring all these programs. And the last point I want to make, my brothers, is this. This is very serious. Remember daily, I told you start on a Wednesday. Start tonight before you sleep. Then if you can't, then tomorrow after Zohar. Wednesday after Zohar, duas are accepted. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the battle of Khandaq, the trench, and made dua. Dua got accepted. Jabir radiallahu anhu states, whenever I had challenges, problems, Imam Bukhari mentions all this in Al-Adabul Mufrad. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah, who I met, also, he says in hadith is sahih. So why I mention his name? Because you get some of these Salafi characters, they say, no, it's not authentic. It's authentic, your Sheikh Albani said so. So you must remember that he says that Wednesday afternoon, whenever I face difficulty, I have to make dua. Always my duas were accepted. So my last message and final message for this program to you brothers and sisters, children, is that daily read 2 rakat salat. Allah mahfaz bilad al-haramain al-sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Protect the haramain sharifain. You don't know what is happening there, brothers. There's no time one day in the talks I'll speak about it, inshallah. And Allah matwahir al-majr al-aqsa min al-yahud al-ghasibin. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa and liberate Aqsa al-Mubarak and Palestine. So now we got few minutes left. We make dua, inshallah, for ourselves. And jazakallah khair to all of you. So it's my first visit, but inshallah, if Mufti Mawlana Sahib and all give a dawat again, we'll come again, inshallah. So jazakallah khair to all of you. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Allahumma izzil Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansur al Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansur al mujahideen wal mustadafin fi kulli makan. Allahumma alayka bi a'da'i din. Allahumma ihfaz bilad al haramain al sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh. Allahumma tahhir al masjid al aqsa min al yahud al ghasibin al muhtallin. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خالي بين قلوبهم وصفوفهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين. We must make dua, then say Ameen ourselves also. Ameen means that Allah must accept our dua. It's just a request, obviously. So Allah Jalla Wala accept it. Barakallahu fiqh.